With Montana News, I'm Kevin Trevlin. Montana health officials are investigating several potential cases of severe pulmonary illness across the state. The patients, who are otherwise healthy, share one thing in common. Edward O'Brien reports.
Montana health officials on both the statewide and local level are piecing together a puzzle. State epidemiologist Laura Williamson says a, quote, handful of patients, end quote, have recently come forward with possible cases of severe lung disease. Symptoms include
coughing, shortness of breath, chest pain, and fatigue. Doctors who see patients such as this are also working them up for infectious causes, and they aren't identifying any.
These case reports are coming in from across the state. The one thread connecting them, all the patients have a history of vaping. Health officials nationwide are investigating up to 450 possible cases of severe pulmonary disease linked to e-cigarettes. The Associated Press reports up to 6 people have died. While Montana does not yet have any confirmed cases of vape-related illness or death, health officials like Laura Williamson aren't taking any chances.
At this point, the only commonality with these severe pulmonary illnesses is the fact that people are using e-cigarettes or vaping devices. And until we know more and until this investigation finds out more, we're urging Montanans to refrain from using e-cigarettes.
E-cigs are immensely popular with young people. The 2019 Montana Youth Risk Behavior Survey showed nearly a third of Montana high school students currently use e-cigarettes, and more than half have tried them. Williamson urges anyone feeling symptoms of lung discomfort to immediately call their health care provider. Providers, meanwhile, who feel these reports but can find no infectious causes for lung problems in their patients, are asked to notify their local health departments. The state health department has advice and resources for those who have turned to vaping to kick the tobacco habit. Those can be found on our website at mtpr.org. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.